welcome to the podcast. Oh. Yes, we are on. We are recording. We are going to play you the best bits of the show that happened today, which, to be honest with you, is everything. Like, we go in there sometimes and we think, what are we going to take out? It's just impossible.
It was all icing today. No cake.
In other words, no one can remember what we did.
No, we talked to a drug dealer. It was very interesting. Yep. And Ask Us Anything, a reformed drug dealer.
Can we say on that too, we did not condone anything that he's done. We full-heartedly disagree. But we're just, it's intriguing because I've watched on Netflix Narcos and things like that. We get into the stories of the lives of these people.
True crime are the most read. Yeah. And so he has wrote a book about it,
It's going to be a movie soon, I reckon. The story is outrageous. And we continued our goon sack raft adventure as well. We went and purchased all the goon. You'll hear that.
Yes, and our Aussie sound test. I was very impressed with people. So maybe if you're overseas, you might want to be able to listen to this. You might learn a little bit of Australian songs.
They really love horses.
Here we go. Roll it. Here is today's show.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
G'day, mate.
Start level one.
Please explain.
We do love our sound tests and we like to theme them up, of course. Today is Australian sounds.
Yes, because it's Australia anthems. Day Eve.
Yes.
Not a creature was stirring except for a dingo.
And a baby. Okay, so right now.
You didn't have to say it. Everyone was thinking it.
Oh, were they? Yeah. I wasn't. It just came to me that very last second.
Right. Yep.
What we're going to do here is we're going to play you the start of a song.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to sing the next part. Wherever it stops,
yes.
You need to pick it up from there. And now these aren't all going to be easy.
No.
We've kept some of the sections where people go...
But I still want, in that vein though, I still want people to sing it as if they were at a pub at 10 o'clock at night and this song came on and you were having a bit of a sing-along.
Okay.
Like, really give it your all. First up is Julie in Morayfield. Morning.
Hello.
Hey, Jules. You ready to hear your first Aussie anthem?
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, you must sing it, all right, as if you've had a couple of drinks.
Can I sound drunk?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you do it anyway. Yeah.
By the way, there's no prizes in this game. You just purely get to do it for the passion.
Yes.
Oh, yay.
Here we go.
Oh, he's a working class man.
Oh, he's a working class man.
Nice work, Julie.
Well done, Julie.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah,
happy
you too.
Happy Australia Day.
Hayley in Woodridge. You ready
to
sing?
Morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
I'm ready to sing.
Okay. All right. I said to speak my language. He just smiled
and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't know the rest.
No one ever does. No one ever does.
When I scream and mention her. What did you say?
We still don't know.
What did you say? You just talked over it.
What did you say?
When women something and men chunder.
Chunder, okay. Yeah.
No,
let's go again.
I normally sing it.
Yeah, okay, that's
let's
what
go
it
again.
Is.
Hang on.
We're bitters flow and men chunder.
Oh, okay. We'll take
good
that.
One.
Good on you, Hayley. Thanks for playing. Let's go to Danielle right now in Kippering. We got heaps of songs here, so if you want to play along, 13, 10, 60.
Otherwise, we're going to have to do them.
Here we go.
Way up in the sky, little darling. And if you fall, I'll pick you up.
I'll pick you up. Way up in the sky, little darling. And if you fall, I'll pick you up. Pick you up.
Well done.
Nice.
Matty's
over that song, aren't you?
I'm over the buzz of it. I think everyone's just on a bandwagon now.
But it's been years. Bandwagon's been going on for 10 years.
It's a big bandwagon.
But it's like, oh, Darryl Braithwaite.
I think it should be our next Australian anthem.
Good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Janelle in Acacia Ridge, you ready to sing?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
I'm laughing in the past, I'm proud I'm gonna be.
No, I don't know.
Wrong song, honey. Spinning around, move out of my way. I got a feeling there's a lucky light there. All righty, Natalie in Bray Park, you got to bring us home. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
If you want to rock and roll, if you want to rock and roll.
We would have also accepted It's a Long Way to the Shop if you want a sausage roll.
I thought, because that's what I used to sing when I was going to school.
Yes. Good on you, Natalie. There it is. Happy Australia Day.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I'm sorry.
We had a very early morning interview.
4:35 this morning.
Yes, but it's Dr. Chris Brown, so anyone would have come in for it.
One of the most loved people in the country,
yes,
according to research.
No, our research came back and said that. I thought it was at 5:35.
Mm-hmm.
I made a mistake,
it's in your calendar.
And our producers were not happy with me, so I apologise profusely to them because, yes, they did remind me, and I'm sorry to you guys, but I'm sure between the two of you with your combined talent, you didn't even need me.
Oh, that's how we're going to talk to you about that after, actually.
It's all right. Yeah. I will still get paid if they buy me.
Yeah,
today.
About that. We're still
going to make you come in. We just don't need you.
All right, here we go. This is you guys chatting this morning to Dr. Chris Brown live from the African jungle.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
And he joins us now all the way from the jungle, the one, the only, Dr. Chris Brown. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. So what's the time difference at the moment? Are you just having dinner? Are you having a few drinks by the pool?
It's past dinner time. It's dinner tonic time. It's nearly 9 o'clock at night. Everyone's just settling in, you know. It's the leopards are calling outside. That's a slight exaggeration.
Talking about Julia.
Yeah, correct. No, she's been heavily sedated for the evening. I can assure you of that.
That's what I love. That's probably my favourite part. Like, obviously finding out the celebrities that go in, and then after that, hearing all your stories that just seem like second nature of how I had to, you know, there was just a lion that came into the camp.
Someone got sped up by a cobra last year, I remember.
Which seems just, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that happens. And then, look, this year we've actually seen already this year more snakes than any other year put together because there's a drought and all the snakes are heading towards where there's water and where there's sort of any sort of chance of food. And thankfully we built the camp on a creek bed, so the celebrities are essentially sleeping with snakes, which is great.
Wow.
Emotionally and physically, probably, knowing some of the celebs that are going in. Yeah. So it's going to be action-packed.
Now, let's get to brass tacks. We want to know what celebrities are going. We've been friends for years. We've been friends for years. We've chatted to you for years and years. You can tell us.
I know. I feel like we have trust.
Yes.
I feel like we can push this. You know, Maddie didn't turn up, which is disappointing. And had he been here, I probably would have felt like there was even so much trust that I could have actually told. I actually looked on his Instagram before. The last post he had, he's having a haircut. Was the haircut that bad? He hasn't even turned up for radio.
He is all about his hair. He is.
I'm going to be honest, I just made it by 2 minutes, so.
I slept here so I wouldn't miss the interview, Dr. Chris Brown, because I love you so much.
Well, there you go. There's your favourite. But how about we'll give you names, and I mean, obviously you can't say, because I don't want, you're going to speak to every radio station this morning. I don't want favouritism and stuff like that. So maybe I'll just get you to do like an animal noise.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you can choose whatever. It could be an African animal. Could just be. I mean, I remember 1 year when you gave mouth to mouth to, pretty sure it was a rat.
Yeah.
I think that's what really got me over the line. So it could be a rodent even noise. You throw out a name of who you think is going to.
Okay, well, one of the rock star ones that have crossed my mind, a great Australian rock star, I think it could be Kirk Pengilly from INXS.
Wow.
Well, a lot of people do that when you say his name, so that doesn't help.
Okay, well, I was actually thinking, talking about the music thing, I think it was a pop star that was going in known as only one name.
Yes, yes.
And I would have to say Ricky Lee.
That's two names.
Yeah, but she uses that as one, so. Right.
But does the hyphen count?
No, sorry.
Used as well.
Only known as her first name.
Right, Ricky
So it could
Lee.
Have been Cher or Ricky Lee. Lee.
It's an owl.
Yeah, we got that one. Yeah. Thank you.
Very drunk owl, perhaps. One that was up a little too late last night, hooting. That's a technical term.
Here's one, because we chatted to her. You weren't here for this interview, actually, Abs. But we chatted to great Australian actress from Home and Away, Judy Nunn, because it's a best-selling author, and she's got like 16 novels to her name as well.
Big time. Yeah.
Animal noise.
Okay, you probably didn't want to do a cow noise when I said Judy. Food. Oh, it's a lion. Okay. All right. Good save.
It's a giveaway.
You can say whatever it is and we'll go, oh, well, he's the vet. Yes, that sounds standard.
Yeah, it's true.
There's really an answer for everything in Africa. Everything's food, really. I mean, we're ultimately food as well if you're not too careful. So if our celebs aren't too careful as well. But actually, with someone not 10 minutes ago, because I'm in the base where all the crew are, someone actually rushed in and they just drove past a leopard on the road outside. So that is about 300 metres away from the camp. So
amazing.
That's hot. That's just like breaking news over here.
Speaking of,
I'm trying to give you something that isn't a celebrity's name.
Thank you. Speaking of animals, I was dropping my daughter off at the grandparents for a babysitting thing, and you were doing. It was you're out in Bali. It was I think it was for the living room, and you're on an elephant. And my mother-in-law, God bless her, she turned to me and she said, "Stav, I've never wanted to be an elephant more in my life." So you've got a fan there.
Her skin's a bit softer than an elephant, isn't it? She doesn't have those sort of wiry hairs sticking out of her back.
You've met Joan. And now I'm in trouble.
Yes, you are.
Dr. Chris Brown, thank you so much for your time this morning. Enjoy the jungle.
It is a pleasure. And if Matty Acton turns up in the jungle, you know where he was.
Oh, good point.
No, come on. No one wants to go and look at the TV and go, oh, God, another one we have to Google. So probably not.
Thanks, mate.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Do you guys remember high school? Best years of your life, right?
Yes.
Did you have a relationship at high school?
No. I did.
Oh,
I
had, with your cousin.
I had, but, no, that was, yeah, that was high school, but I had my first proper girlfriend in high school.
What?
Did you?
Yes, I was very lucky. I was as surprised as everyone else.
Well, I liked high school relationships, you know, because they were always, I mean, especially even at primary when it started, when it's like, my friend wants to know if you will go out with him, and then you were like boyfriend and girlfriend, but you never actually spoke. Sometimes you might have held hands and then you'd broken up, and it was just a little bit of fun. But there is a principle that has gone no way. There is no relationship happening at his school.
This is a high school, right?
A high school, yep. Okay. He's written an email to the students and also the staff and the parents as well, saying he strongly disapproves of any boyfriend-girlfriend relationships. It will always, always affect any university reference I write. Any student in a relationship will definitely get a worse reference from me.
This is a dude who had his heart broken in high school.
Yes, he's never
gotten over it. Nah. Jenny, yes. I'm doing this for you. You know what you did.
Yeah, so he apparently has even expelled students.
Yeah, right.
We had at my high school, Gladstone State High School, we had what we called the cuddle cop. And there was one teacher, and it was his job, real nerdy-looking bloke too, always wore a wide-brimmed hat with, you know, the string, always pushed the string with the little plastic bit right up to his chin.
Socks pulled up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Big mustache. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Sounds like a porn star. But he,
pool scoop.
It was the 80s. Yeah, okay.
He was dead against anything. If you were holding hands with your girlfriend, he would come in, he'd slap you on the hands and whack you with a detention straight up. No cuddling, no canoodling, nothing. He used to just spend his whole lunchtime lapping the lunch areas.
Did you guys have the 30-centimetre rule? Because we had a teacher, because we had nuns at our school as well, because I went to a Catholic school, they used to have rulers in their pocket, and they used to bring them out, the 30-centimetre rules, and you had to be away from the opposite sex.
Oh, right.
And we used to always make jokes of it, like, you know, oh, I'm sitting next to my girlfriend. And there was one girl who openly came out quite early saying that she was, and she used to always be like, I'm really stressing you out, aren't I, miss?
God will get you, don't worry.
I thought the ruler was for another reason, like, yeah, there you go. Yeah, you've done well there. You go.
Yeah. So what about when you line up at the tuck shop? What happens with the 30-centimetre rule there?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's just if you were sitting
That's where you went then.
Hook up corner.
Yeah. I'm just getting a pie.
So he said it's all about education. It's not about relationships.
Oh, but just because you kiss someone, have a dirty pash in the playground, doesn't mean that your whole life should be ruined, that they won't let you go to a university.
I feel like if people don't have a relationship, they're not more focused on education. They're just whinging that they're not in a relationship.
I think what Abby's saying is if she wasn't allowed to have a boyfriend, there would be no need for her to go to school.
Whereas I
would escape this guy's school with a clean bill of health.
You'd be a doctor.
Did you focus on your education because you didn't have a girlfriend?
No, they didn't even use a ruler for me. They used a tape measure.
They encourage you to get closer.
You should talk to a girl. It's probably going to help you out.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, we're back Monday with another $10,000. We gave away 10 grand today with Alpha Bucks. She blitzed through it. And your letter to help you win some sweet, sweet cash on Monday is?
O for orange.
There you go.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Forgive me for being so inquisitive.
Do you mind?
Do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
Oh, here we go. This one's going to be a little dirty this morning, I reckon.
No, you reckon?
Gritty.
Not in the way that you would imagine. Like, do you mind if I ask? We have so many interesting characters come on board and they're very honest when people ask them questions where you go, if you met in the street, you might not be brave enough to ask it. Now, this one is a little bit different. We are joined by Stephen Valentino. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now,
get nice and close to that mic, mate.
Okay. There you go.
Now, you were once known as the world's biggest ecstasy kingpin. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And you've written a book about it. Give the book a plug.
It's Narco X, and it's about the manufacture and distribution of MDMA, ecstasy.
So you actually, before we go any further into this, you're going to ask some questions in just a second. Imagine if you met a real-life drug lord and you could ask them anything, 131060, but you have a disclaimer that you need to roll out.
Yes, the questions I answer may or may not be true.
Okay. All right.
So you're still on parole, right?
That's right, yes.
Right. Wow. How many years of parole you got left?
Another 4 years.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow, and just going through your biography, and I won't give away too much of it, but your story reads like a movie. I mean, you are the epitome of this, like rolling with the celebrities, dating a supermodel. It sounds like once this book comes out, someone's going to make a film of your life.
Yes, we've had a few people interested already in America that we're currently negotiating with, so hopefully something comes of it. I'd like to see it made into a movie.
Are you ready for Chris Hemsworth to play you in a film? Because that's probably...
Yeah, sure.
I've got it. So you were in jail for a different crime, and to get my head around it, your cellmate was a Dutch, I guess, drug cook, is that correct?
That's right, yes. He was a chemical engineer and he was arrested in America for manufacturing MDMA. And we spent some time in a cell together. So in that time, I made the best of it and learnt how to make ecstasy.
Wow. So,
and he said that he would teach you that in return that you would look after his daughter who was on the outside and needed help.
Yes, he had a daughter with cerebral palsy, Emily, and she was looked after by his sister, and they were about to put him into care because the his sister couldn't afford to look after her anymore. And I wanted to make some money, so I just made a deal with him. If he taught me when I got out, I'd make it. And this is going back in the 90s, by the way, so it's not anything recent.
How much money did you make?
Back then, the chemicals, you could buy them over the counter, so it was pretty easy just to rock up and order.
Are you able to say exactly how much money you raked in over the years of doing it?
I made millions and lost millions. It's easy to
I hope we talk like make money. 30, like, would you say $30 million would have been?
Look, I don't want to put an exact figure on it, but, I mean, I've had the Lamborghinis, the boats, the... waterfront apartments, you know, well, several of them at one time. And like I said, making money from drugs is easy. It's keeping it. It's the hard part.
Yeah, and then after, how many years have you done in jail for the dealings?
16 years all up.
Wow.
Straight, so.
And we've got a picture of here of you and Keanu Reeves, right? Yeah, so you hang out with a lot of celebrities.
Yes.
Did these people know how you were making your money or ever question you about who you were or what you were doing?
No, not at all. You know, you just, people really don't ask questions. They just think you're a legitimate businessman and property developer, or I think in the States I was a a chocolate exporter at one stage.
What did you tell them you were?
Chocolate exporter.
Well, it was just a situation where we were at a bar in Hollywood and someone asked what I did and the person I was with sort of stepped in and there was a mint chocolate on the table and he said he exports chocolates and I'm like, okay, great. So I got dubbed with the chocolate manufacturer. So
wow.
Far out. Yeah. Okay, so obviously here we need to say as well, we don't condone anything to do with drugs or exporting drugs or making money off drugs.
No.
And I would hope that you regret the life that you lived.
Yes. I mean, it's, you know, it's not something I'm not proud of, but you know, I think, you know, the world would be a better place without drugs altogether, but unfortunately, you know, they're never going to go away. So I guess we just got to try and minimise the dangers and
The effects, because they do ruin people's lives. Yeah.
If you walked into Stephen in the street and you found out that he was full on narco style, selling drugs, making them, doing all of that, what's the first question that comes to your mind right now?
First up is Don in Springfield Lakes. What is your question for Stephen Valentino?
Hey, Don.
Yes. Hey, Steve, man. And do you mind if I ask, in that sort of game manufacturing and distribution, did you ever find that your life was in danger, that you had to hire muscle, both locally or offshore?
Believe it or not, I never had that problem. I was very cautious who I dealt with. The people I dealt with are usually just white-collar people, family people, and anyone that had that type of a reputation or you know, look like they may be someone like that, I just stayed clear of. We only had a couple of people that I dealt with, and that was it. So, never had a problem like that. And I see it all the time and on the news and that, and I just think, God, it's, you know, it's a crazy world out there. So,
It's crazy when you're saying it's a crazy world out there.
Sarah in the Sunshine Coast, what is your question for Stephen?
Yeah, hi, Stephen. How are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Do you mind if I ask, you're obviously in a huge trade, were you ever linked to the Abrahams?
No. I know of them and I've seen them out and, you know, diplomatically say hello and that's it, but I don't think they knew what I did and, so
that was the guy that was in Underbelly. Yes. Underbelly.
Johnny
latest
Abraham.
One.
I know John, and he's a nice bloke, and you know, I've got nothing bad to say about him. So, he's a nice guy, businessman.
Because people have always speculated about the Abrahams, but I don't think there's ever been any charges on John.
Yeah, look, yeah, that's true. So it's one of those things where he may not have been involved in something, but.
Seem nervous talking about him.
Moving
I'm
on.
I'm nervous talking about him.
Rebecca, what is your question for Stephen?
Do you mind if I ask, do you ever feel guilty about the fact that the drugs that you're selling actually kill people?
When you say drugs, I made ecstasy and I know that the stats on alcohol-related diseases every year are 5,500 people die a year and that's about 15 people a day. Die of alcohol. So I don't have a bottle shop. I don't sell grog. So I sell ecstasy. And I know that last night no one died from ecstasy. And I know the drugs, ecstasy I made, no one died from it. We used to try it before we sold it. We'd test our batches and that type of thing. If someone does get sick or die from it, you find out very, very quickly. It filters back up the chain to the dealers. And so and I can say, you know.
But like, because there has been occasions where, you know, there have been documented of young kids taking it for the first time at festivals, and they have, whether they were a batch that you've taken. Have you not had any sort of feelings of connections of that? Like, I know that you're justifying it now, but guilt, has it been there?
No, like I said, I think it's personal responsibility for people. Everyone needs to be responsible when they take any drug. If they scull a bottle of vodka, or if they take an ecstasy pill or heroin, whatever they're going to take, they need to be, you know, cautious about what they're taking, because drugs are dangerous. And basically, you know, I feel sorry for those families that have lost children to drugs, but I don't sell heroin, ice, and I just sell ecstasy, and, you know, sure, the people have died from it, but...
If someone had have died, would you have stopped?
Probably you would have, rocked me, I'd say. I would have been, you know, because, I mean, I had people complain that they weren't strong enough, and that sort of, you know, being the person I am sort of made me want to, you know, make the product better. Yeah. And so if someone said they died from it, it would have really rattled me. And,
okay.
Sally in Ripley, what's your question for Stephen?
Yeah, hi, Stephen. Do you mind if I ask, did you deal with any corrupt cops in this lifestyle of yours?
Yes, I did, Jess. I think that's why I lasted as long as I did, because of corrupt police.
Wow. Okay.
Right, and that's...
Should we leave that one
as far as you can go there? I don't know. It's Stephen's story. Did you... So what? How does that work? Do you pay people money? Or
Yes, they... Basically, they just want money for information. It can be as little as, you know, $2,000, $10,000, $20,000 for tip-offs, so...
What was the biggest amount you paid someone to help you stay out of trouble?
I paid $10,000 to someone for a tip-off that there was a GPS tracker in my car and I was under investigation. So,
Bloody hell.
There you go. Wow.
All right.
Did you not become addicted to the drugs? Did you become addicted to dealing?
Yeah, you do. You get greedy and, you know, it's like gambling or anything else. You just, the money comes rolling in and it's just it's addictive. You get hooked on the adrenaline and the invincibility of not being, you know, unchallenged and running around with millions of dollars and their lifestyle, having, you know, boats and cars and waterfront apartments and good restaurants and...
One last question.
In saying that, we have to say we do not promote.
No, of course not.
Absolutely. 100% no. No, we're not talking about this as in like, hey, how cool is this?
And we have to remind you, you've spent many, many years in jail. We've got Belle in Kettering. What's your question for Stephen?
Do you mind if I ask, do you have any money left over from drug dealing?
I'm going to say no to that question for obvious reasons.
Okay.
We know the answer, though. All righty.
All right.
There you go. Well, look, Stephen Valentina, you've got a book, Narco X. You can go and get all the details on our Facebook page, Stav, Abby and Matt. We're 100% in no way endorse drugs. And I'll be honest with you and say I don't like what you did as a past life, but I appreciate you coming on and being honest with us this morning. So thanks for coming in, buddy. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Thank you very much.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
You guys are joining me on the journey that is me renovating my back deck.
I'm excited to have my first frothy on your back deck.
Cool. I'll have a beer as well, I reckon.
That's how the kids say beer, mate.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I hope the kids aren't drinking.
No, well, you know.
I'm just going to wait.
kids of legal age. Still a kid till, you know, you're about 21.
Yeah.
But it's a saga. You know what it's like, Abs. You've been renovating your house for the last year and a half now, and it's a bit, you know, it displaces you because you go home.
Hey, Stav, is this rail aluminium?
Yep. I have never felt my manhood in so much question. I can tell you, I am not a tradesman. I am not at all. I've done so many trips to Bunnings, mainly for returns on the things that I've bought for them that have been wrong.
So good they take stuff back, though.
Do you do that when you're like, yeah, I've got it, mate. And then do you send texts when you're there?
Yes.
To Bunnings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I also, God bless the red shirts, but I'm like, the guy that said this would fit. I gave him the specs you gave me, and he said, yep, mate, that'll fit. Whereas I was like, can't find a red shirt. That one looks good. Let's go. My sausage is getting cold. It's been a nightmare for my manhood.
I think it's been a nightmare because you hate spending money.
I do
hate... Let's be honest with that. That's really hurt you because you're like, oh, why do I have to do renovations on the house? And it's like, well, because that timber is rotten and it's going to fall down.
I still don't see your point. it hasn't fallen down.
I know, but it's a liability when people come over. You can't go, would you like to come over for a drink? Can you just sign this form before you do?
You need a hard hat to come over.
Yeah.
Why is there a crash mat under your deck? What we've done is we've taken away the stairs from the deck and enclosed the whole deck. So we used to, the back door entrance used to be upstairs onto the deck and then into the house. But now that's gone. It's all one big deck. And before that happened, we used to just, we probably shouldn't say this, but we never locked the back door.
Could you not lock it?
No, we could. In fact, we made a point of it when we first moved in. The guy was showing us around the house. He's like, "This back door, it's never locked. It's never locked, so we just leave it open." And we're like, "Oh, you're going to get that fixed before we move in because we need to lock this bad boy." Hmm. And then we never shut the back door.
Barden, right?
Yeah.
What street?
Yeah, good
one. It's the one that has a name on it.
Oh, it's locked now. because that's the thing. Now we've got the deck is enclosed and we are using the front door until we get the new back door put in. And we'd always lock the front door because we figure they try the front door, it's locked, they go home.
Oh, that's what robbers do. The robbers go, how can I break into this house so that I can be seen by the street?
Yeah.
So they like to always do it from the front. They don't like to do it discreetly at the back where they can break a window and no one would
know. See, we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah. Move the truck to the next house. This one's locked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Move down. Actually, let's go two houses.
Yeah. We must have got the wrong address. They're not moving today. So we've been using the front door, and that one is always locked. It's got a deadlock on it. But because we're not used to that, I have literally locked myself out of the house maybe 5 times because I don't even take keys with me. So I get home and I'm like, it takes a while for your mind to reset. So you walk down the driveway and then you go, oh, there's no stairs here anymore. I've got to go in the front door. Then you walk around the front door and you go, the front door.
So how are you getting in? How do you break in?
I've been climbing up the pole onto the back deck and then into the
back. So the guys are working on the on the deck and they have to see you climb up the pole to get into your house.
Yeah. I'm trying to work out what's happening here. Are you trying to get broken into so you can make an insurance claim? We've spent 4 minutes describing every which way that you can break into your house.
How's the bookstore going opposite? Is that still...
We might. Hey, how about we drop a pin on Pinterest there?
Yes. Hey. Google Street View. Go now.
Don't heckle, man. All right?
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Yeah, we had a conversation starter about who drinks Goon. My parents still drink cask wine, and it got to us talking about the sacks and how delightful they are for many different many different reasons. You use them to float in the pool.
Pillows. You can blow them up and have a little nap.
And we thought, why don't we put them all together and make a raft? Seemed possible. And we're gonna do this now. We're gonna travel across the Brisbane River.
The Bull Shark River, the Brisbane River.
Stop talking, people.
Do you want to move on
from them? Stop talking about how sharky it is, okay?
Well, people are just, maybe they're concerned of our safety. Actually, they're not. They do it with a ha-ha-ha.
When Neil Armstrong landed on the moon, there was lots of things he had to overcome.
That's what they say,
you know? So when they build the Goon Museum and our raft is in there, everyone will be like, can you believe what the three of them achieved?
It's one small step for man, one giant step for Goon kind.
And there's many people we need to thank as well. And I think we have to thank our major sponsor, really.
Yeah, Atlantic Real Estate.
Mm-hmm.
What a great company.
Amazing.
Great, great company.
Yes. If you're interested in buying a house or maybe even renting, go and check them out.
They do commercial space too.
Yes. Corey rang from Atlantic Real Estate. That's what he specialises in, Corey.
Oh, does he? Yeah.
He rang us. He said, we want to sponsor $500 towards buying the Goon because we've only had 6 donations. So yesterday we met up with Corey at Dan Murphy's Woolloongabba. And we went, it's time to purchase. And this is us standing in the Goon aisle trying to decide what we're going to buy.
We get a mixture?
So this is what my parents drink. Yes, this is the classy stuff.
Yeah.
No. Hang on.
No, you're right.
We want the cheapest because we want maximum bag.
All right.
Yeah, Golden Oak, $9.99.
Well, the Dan Murphy's I was talking to yesterday said they could do it for $8.
Oh.
So Corey, I reckon this one will be able to as well.
You are amazing.
That's right.
I'm organised. It's my job to organise things.
Right. Let's go and speak to someone then.
We need a deal.
$9.
No, I'm going to go. Let's go and speak to someone.
Soft dry red.
How many do we want, by the way?
Well, we got $500 worth, so.
Okay, well,
50 of them yesterday was going to buy $450 worth, so you get like 55.
Yeah, right.
So you go kind of deep.
Who do you reckon toddled off to find the manager to try and get a good deal on Goon?
Who do you reckon was instantly recognised by the manager when she did that?
Hey, Abs.
So you guys aren't proud?
Oh.
I was thinking about our safety and I wanted to get as many sacks so that we float across the river with no issues. So we did. We managed to get a good deal.
Yep. So Abby... It was like she was buying a property the way she was right. Okay.
I like negotiating.
I know.
And you know what? We do have to say, shout out, the first question we were asked when we purchased so many sacks of alcohol was, what are you going to do with it? if you're going to drink it all, we won't sell it to you.
Yeah, because you do. You have to drink responsibly. And and we said to him that we are going to find many uses for it and we're going to share it.
Yeah, and they refused to sell it to us if we were going to binge drink. And that's not what we're doing because we believe alcohol should be consumed responsibly.
But 62 cases were purchased?
Yes. Yeah. And this is Abby trying to get a good deal.
I didn't know you recorded
in
all
Dan Murphy's.
So what could you do for they're all the same stack, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, they're 4 litres. These ones over here are 5.
Probably what the 5 is.
Oh. Yeah.
You'll get more 4 litres.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good
point. But do we want less big sacks or more little sacks?
Well, you probably want more smaller ones, because if some start popping or something, then you've got more volume.
Better pop.
I don't know. I'd love to see it sink.
Shark bite.
We've only just met, Scott. Thank you so much. So the small ones.
All right.
And if they're $10 each, then we can grab.
So they'll come down to $9.50 each.
Okay.
So that's what
it is. Ipswich was going to do it for $8.
Were they really?
That's right.
That's what we called you.
Do it for $8.
Is that right?
Yep.
$8?
Yeah.
Oh.
$8.
Well done.
I've got them in my car.
You have all of them in your car.
All in my car, which is a big issue. And I have to say, I need to explain to a lot of the parents that may not know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I was at school pickup. Unfortunately, I forgot they're in the back of the car. I opened the door. They all fell out when I tried to put the school bags in. I'd like to explain, I'm building a goon raft. And I felt like turning around to all the parents going, I'm building a raft. I'm not drinking it.
Does that make it better?
I don't know. What would have you said?
I'm holding them for Abby.
So we have to say that we're obviously not going to drink it. I'm trying to find different uses. All jokes aside, I want a bath in one of them because I was Googling and apparently it's good antioxidants for your skin. I'm going to hold some of the red wine.
Cook some bolognese.
You wanted to make a huge truckload of bolognese, so I pointed out the expense of that would outweigh the goon raft.
Yeah.
There's lots of, apparently it's a great floor cleaner, which I did not know.
Yeah, red wine for floor cleaner is amazing. If you've got any, like it real stains the timber perfectly.
Apparently really good on carpet. Clean your carpet with the red wine.
Clean your car. Clean your children.
But look, we want to know if you are having a gathering this weekend, and we're saying with a large amount of friends, because we don't want you drinking this by yourself. But if you are having a gathering with friends over Australia Day long weekend, and you want to help us by consuming some of it
responsibly,
of course, 13, 10, 60. Now, I'm not happy about this like you guys are, because I don't want to give over the sacks because I'm concerned about people returning them.
But that doesn't matter. We've thought about that, Abs, and our good friends at Black and White Cabs have come on board, and on Monday they will come to your house and grab your empties and bring them to us for free.
But we're trusting you, Brisbane. We are putting a lot of trust in you that you'll do the right thing and keep the sack intact.
Yes.
Because we need a full structurally sound sack.
Yes.
Back on Monday.
I know, because what about if they start
poking holes in it?
Yes, I didn't want to say it. I don't want to give ideas. Exactly, because it's our safety.
We'd notice that when we were.
We are going to take down names and phone numbers and addresses.
Uh-huh. Oh, and you have to leave a deposit, by the way. We need a credit card just in case.
No, you don't. No, you
13, 10, 60. If you can help us out, we'll chat to you next.
I need to let people know. What? There's the dry white, the fruit elixir, and there is the red.
All right. Lindsay, you're having a brouhaha over the weekend and you want a cask of goon?
My friend's having one, and I want to bring the drinks.
Okay, yes. Lindsay, going to need to see some ID. How old is the son?
It's not my son. It's my friend.
It's your friend's son?
No, it's just a friend. She didn't say
son. I thought you said
it was your son was having
just
a shindig.
Yeah, no.
Oh, friend.
Yeah. I'm at the school drop-off for my son doing this call.
mentioned that.
But she didn't. Don't try and save him, Lindsay. You're beautiful. What do you want? Do you want the fruity white or do you want the red?
I'll have the fruity white if I could, please.
Of course you can. Sure.
Come on, your way.
Got to be responsible here. We need to ask for ID. She did not sound over 18 either, Lindsay. She sounded very young and vibrant.
I think she's 30. Jeremy in Gordon Park. How many people are you having at a gathering you're going to?
Oh, about roughly 20 at my house.
Oh, that's perfect. That's a glass each. Well done. Do you have a preference for flavour?
Mate, fruity elixir for sure.
I'm feeling like we should have got more of the fruity elixir.
Yeah.
Jeremy, I love you.
It'll be high demand, that one, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it will be.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you know, to be honest, Jeremy, the reason we didn't just get one type is because we wanted people to have some left over. So we thought we'd get a bit of each.
On Australia Day, I don't think that's ever going to happen. So.
No, yeah. That's true. Right.
Be responsible, Jeremy. Some Fruity Lexia coming your way.
Will do. Thank you.
Make it rain Monday.
No, it's not.
Everyone who gets on air gets a bag of goon.
This is not what we're about. We're just trying to empty it so we can make history. I don't think anyone has crossed the Brisbane River in a goon raft.
Why are we not doing this on Monday?
Because it's not a great prize.
Stav is a programming genius. This, when they look back and they go, why did they kill the rating so hard? Make it goon Monday. We'll be there.
It's just... Okay. Alicia in Stafford, are you having a party?
Hello. Hello. We are. We're having a big engagement party.
Oh,
lots and lots and lots of people.
Is it your engagement?
It is, yes.
Congratulations. And there's no other way you should celebrate them with the fruity white.
How many people?
I would prefer red if you've got it.
We got plenty of red.
We can make sangria out of it.
Yes.
We could do lots of uses, guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can, yeah. If it's huge gathering, like you said, we would be able to contribute four, I believe.
That would be perfect. That would make enough sangria. We have closer to 70 people, but that should make enough sangria.
That'd be great. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Remember, though, we need the bags back. So do you promise the bags will be in good condition?
Promise.
No blowing them up and doing a little bit of volleyball.
Remember, keep the radio tuned for Monday when we play Alpha Goon. And we've got Charlie from Acacia Ridge. Charlie, you're having a...
He held it for so long.
Sorry, guys. Hey, Charlie in Acacia Ridge. Oh, happy birthday for tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
And you're going to
I'll be 34 tomorrow.
Lovely.
A little bit scary, but, you know, we're moving on in life.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured I'd regress back and have a good old-fashioned sleepover. So I'm having a few of my girlfriends come over. We're going to do face masks, watch some trashy movies, and the wine would be perfect for that.
Perfect.
Some trashy wine. Yeah. What flavour would you like for that? Is that a fruity?
Definitely fruity, because we need to make some white wine spritzers.
Oh, perfect. Yes.
White wine spritzers.
Coming your way.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, hon. Happy birthday. Finally, we've got Jen in Narangba. What's the celebration?
My cousin is having a Australia Day / housewarming party, and I have to bring a chair and something to share. So what a perfect opportunity.
To bring your own chair?
Yep, a chair and something to share.
That's perfect. Well, there you go.
It's housewarming, so they probably don't have many chairs.
And what sort of flavour are you after for this housewarming?
Preferably something fruity.
Fruity it is.
I'll take whatever's left, though.
Okay, that's the spirit.
There might be the dry white, because that hasn't been too favourable at this point.
Guys, we bought 62 bags. I'm pretty sure we'll find something in there.
No, Matthew, some of them have been emptied.
Why?
Oh, yeah, I emptied a couple this morning.
We had a little bit of a play.
What did you guys do?
Jump on the Instagram.
Oh, my God.
If you check out my Instagram, I have to, Abby Jane Coleman and the Instagram Live.
We're pretending to wee with it.
Oh, it was so funny at the time. It was very early this morning.
Yeah, it was.
With
it
the
was.
Red, because you'd probably be seeing a doctor.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
All right, we're done. That's the podcast wrapped up, everyone. We are going to be, extra news.
Extra business.
Here. Any extra business to discuss?
Anyone got anything today?
Going to the long weekend.
Who do you think will win the hottest 100?
What's that?
That's on Sunday, isn't it?
Saturday.
Saturday.
It's Triple J, another radio station.
Amy Shark will be definitely up there.
Yes.
I think
good
she'll
luck,
do really,
Amy.
A really good year for her.
Why are we plugging another radio station?
Because everyone listens to it, mate.
We're doing that cool thing, aren't we? We're like, we don't care.
I don't care.
We don't really care.
Do you actually care?
Cool.
It's good.
No, I just don't think, I don't think McDonald's would run ads for Hungry Jack's. So I just don't know why we would.
Depends how good their burgers were.
No, I just don't think that they would. Yeah. It's kind of like, I just don't think we need to discuss it. Right. I'd prefer if we didn't.
Well, we can delete it and start again if you want.
I wouldn't go that far. That requires me to press three buttons. And it's a long weekend and I've got to get out of here and see a guy about a door. And that is not a lie.
All right. Well, we got to go. He's got to see a man about a door.
What are you reading?
I'm reading a message from our naval architect.
Oh, yeah, he's helping us build the goon raft?
Yes.
Is it something we should say for on air? Let's not.
Why don't we treat the podcasters?
No. I tell you what, this will be in Monday's podcast.
Bye.
Bye.